Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. And it's time to meet Scotty Scheffler's sports psychologist. When you look at the PGA Tour golf statistics, why should anyone be surprised that Scotty Scheffler just won his second Masters green jacket in three seasons on Sunday afternoon? In the past 5 weeks alone, Scotty Scheffler has won three golf tournaments on some very tough courses. During that short span, he's won the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill in Orlando, the Players' Championship on the TPC Sawgrass course in Ponte Vedra, Florida, and now the Masters at Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. Sunday afternoon, Scotty Scheffler shot a 4-under par 68 and pulled away from the field as he claimed his second career major championship and his second green jacket at the Masters. He finished with an 11-under par total, and that was a very comfortable four-shot margin over the runner-up and rising star, Sweden's Ludvig Åberg. Prior to his fourth and final round at Augusta National on Sunday, Scotty Scheffler was a bit nervous. He said, quote, "I was sitting around with my buddies this morning, and I was a bit overwhelmed. I told them I wish I didn't want to win as badly as I do, but I love winning, and I hate losing. I really do." There's an incredible pressure stepping onto the first tee on Sunday in the final round of the Masters when you're the leader of the tournament by just one shot. There are a dozen golfers within striking range of the lead, and you must wait for hours as the other golfers all take to the golf course attempting to post a low score by the end of the final round and apply the pressure. Thousands of the Masters patrons, as they're called, surround you as you play every single shot, and millions more are watching at home and scrutinizing your every move via television as the Masters is beamed all around the world. Pressure? What pressure? Scotty Scheffler is human. The Masters has an experience field comprised of, well, Masters. The golfers in this tournament include several previous Masters champions, the past year's winners on the PGA Tour and other world tours, and a contingent of former PGA members now playing for the new LIV Golf League. Stepping onto that number one tee in the final round of the Masters with a lead at 7-under par, Scotty Scheffler knew that there were several golfers trying their best to post a low score Sunday afternoon and take that green jacket home for themselves along with the $3 million first prize.
Excellent.
Over his final 18 holes at the season's first golf major yesterday, Scotty Scheffler remembered to heed the advice of his longtime sports psychologists. And number one is Meredith Scheffler. This year, Scotty Scheffler's wife, Meredith, was not with her husband to provide some support. She was back in Dallas this last weekend as the couple is now 2 weeks away from having their first child. However, it was 2 years ago at the 2022 Masters when his wife, Meredith, gave her golfing husband some very solid personal advice prior to taking the first tee in the final round of the Masters. Meredith told me this morning, "If you win this golf tournament today, or if you lose the golf tournament by 10 shots, and if you never ever win another golf tournament again, I'm still going to love you. You're going to be the same person, and Jesus loves you too, and nothing can change that." Well, that calmed Scotty Scheffler's nerves down as he played a golf course which demands precision on every single shot. And he won the 2022 Masters by 3 shots to claim his first major golf championship. Now it's 2 years later, and his wife Meredith was back home in Dallas. This time, Scotty Scheffler would depend on another member of his sports psychology team. Introducing Ted Scott from Lafayette, Louisiana. Two-time Masters champion Bubba Watson won this tournament back in 2010 and 2012 with the assistance of Ted Scott as his caddy. The pair worked together for 15 years through the year 2021, and that's when Bubba Watson decided that it was time for the pair to go their separate ways as Watson himself was struggling with a lingering injury. Afterwards, the professional golf caddy Ted Scott considered returning home to Louisiana to become a golf instructor. But what he didn't know at the time was that rising PGA star Scotty Scheffler had other plans for Bubba Watson's longtime former caddy.
Scheffler met Ted Scott at the PGA Tour's weekly Bible study classes. They had the chance to spend some time together also during the week of the 2021 Zurich Classic in New Orleans as Scottie Scheffler and Bubba Watson partnered for the annual team event. And afterwards, Scheffler decided that he wanted a fellow Christian believer to be on his golf bag whenever this man became available. But before taking the job as a looper for the then 25-year-old Scottie Scheffler, Ted Scott, the caddy, who is about 20 years older than Scheffler, wanted some assurances that his new professional golfer was going to end his own bad habit of getting angry on the golf course and at times hostile toward his own caddy. Deal.
Yes!
Scottie Scheffler has worked hard to improve his on-course attitude in recent years. He was downright stoic for the final 18 holes of golf on Sunday at the Masters. But Scheffler has relied on his experienced and Christian caddy, Ted Scott, to help him maintain a calmer and more resilient presence while playing on the golf course. Scheffler said, "Ted keeps things loose. We have a lot of fun together. I respect him a lot as a person. I respect his work ethic as a caddy. And so for me, it's been a pretty easy relationship so far just because I respect him so much." Sunday afternoon at the Masters, Scottie Scheffler was standing in the 15th fairway deciding whether to play it safe and lay it up in front of the lake or attempt a 225-yard shot over the lake toward a very slick green which was shaped like an inverted oval bowl. In the 1986 Masters, another prominent golfer made a wrong decision at the 15th hole when faced with the exact same shot, and Jack Nicklaus would go on to win his sixth and final Masters at the age of 46 that year after Seve Ballesteros fired his second shot on the 15th hole into that lake and carted a bogey to lose the tournament. So in 2024, Scottie Scheffler trusted his caddy, and he played a very smart shot away from the water guarding the 15th green. The ball landed to the right of the green in a fairly benign sand trap. That was the safest and smartest play given the situation, and Scheffler easily secured a par on the hole and maintained that lead with just three to go. After adding a birdie on the par 3 16th on Sunday, Scottie Scheffler went on to claim his second Masters title in 3 years and ninth overall on the PGA Tour. So game, set, and match. This season, Scottie Scheffler has become the world number one ranked golfer in dominating fashion. Winning three times already in 2024, he has finished in the top 10 on 8 different occasions. He's ranked number 1 in putting average with just 1.66 putts per hole. He's ranked number 1 on the PGA Tour in scoring average at 68.84 shots per round, and that's a full shot lower than number 2 Xander Schauffele at 69.9 average per 18 holes. The average PGA Tour player hits the green 62% of the time, but Scottie Scheffler ranks number 1 on that list too. His golf ball lands on the putting surface 75% of the time. That's 2% higher than the number 2 player, Corey Connors. Here's a fun fact. All 9 of Scottie Scheffler's career victories have now come during the months of February with 2, March with 5, and April with 2. And though he's riding the hottest winning streak of his relatively short professional career, the number 1 ranked golfer in the world is going to be taking a break soon. That's right, the 2-time Masters champion flew home to Dallas on Sunday night to be with his wife Meredith to celebrate the win and to start that countdown until the birth of their first child, expected before the end of the month of April. He said, quote, "I'll go home, soak in this victory tonight. We'll definitely enjoy the birth of my first child. My priorities will change here very soon. My son or daughter will be the main priority along with my wife, so golf will now be about 4th in line. But I still love competing, and I don't plan on taking my eye off the ball anytime soon, that's for sure." Scottie Scheffler's biggest personal sports psychologist, though, gets most of the credit. Professional golfers make a lot of money. They also spend a lot of cash paying for swing coaches, personal trainers, and even sports psychologists. Golfers must play well to earn their money, and the pressure to succeed can be overwhelming at times. Training your mind to have the mental discipline to handle success and disappointment on the golf course, often both can come within minutes apart, separates the greatest golfers from the rest of the pack. Unlike most PGA golf professionals, Scottie Scheffler's most effective teacher in how to remain calm and confident under extreme pressure has come from a very reliable and free source. He said Sunday, quote, "I believe that today's plans were already laid out many years ago, and I could do nothing to mess up those plans. I've been given a gift of this talent, and I use it for God's glory, and that's pretty much it." Aha! Now we have it! The secret for Team Scottie Scheffler, his wife, his caddy, and the player have been revealed. So don't be surprised if the PGA Tour's weekly Bible study and Sunday morning church services start to show an increase in attendance during the coming weeks and months. The teacher's classroom has plenty of room, and his lessons are beneficial for a lifetime. However, success may take some time as you learn to put those lessons into daily practice. Though it takes a lot of discipline and mindful repetition, it might just change you forever. I'm Swamp Swami.